We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
Well, as Alabama gets ready to head down to Gainesville for the first time since 2011, we want to turn the clock back to 1999 when the Crimson Tide got a critical overtime win against the Florida Gators, and the quarterback of that team joins me now, Andrew Zhao. Andrew, Roll Tide, has it been since 1999? Does it really feel like that long since that great game in the Swamp?
Man, it really does not, man, and I feel like I'm healed up from it, but at the same time, it seems like it happened yesterday, man. It was not too long ago, if you ask me, but if you look at the calendar, man, it's been a minute.
Certainly has. And you look back, going into that ball game, you guys knew what was on the line for that Alabama football team. You also knew that Florida, at that point, just did not lose at home. What can you tell us about the Swamp back in those days?
Man, you know, I grew up 30 minutes from there. I was, you know, I'm a Lake Butler, Union County type guy, and grew up there all my life, was in the shadows of Ben Hill's great, is it Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, I believe mm-hmm. it is. But that Tide team, man, was probably destined to be great. There's some things that were going on with that team that were unfortunate, but at the time, man, we sort of pulled together, and the coaching staff, some of those guys pulled us together, and we were able to, you know, go out there and win, man. But what a game for us, and, you know, I mean, trying to play the Gators in the Swamp. I had two of my best friends on the team as well, on the Gator team, and you know, listening to them throughout the summer, and then getting the chance to play in the Swamp, man, a place I knew about. Saw a lot of great players go through there, and was really, really pumped up to play. But you know, no one goes into the Swamp at that time and win. And they were on a good streak, and we were able to go in there and pull it off.
Yeah, Florida won 30 straight home games prior to Alabama getting the win that day. Can you describe the noise? And I imagine it will be similar for Bryce Young coming up on Saturday, but what kind of noise is there in that stadium?
Definitely. I can remember, you know, sitting in the huddle or standing in the huddle, and Chris Samuels is trying to get the play from me, and I am screaming at the top of my lungs, and I'm less than a foot from him, looking into his face, and he's screaming, "What?" And I'm screaming as loud as I can, and then they get to this thing where they start swaying the stadium in the big old bowl. I mean, it's a big bowl, and they're swaying back and forth. And I, you know, you really don't need to look at it because is sickening, but the crowd noise is like no other. I think that's probably the loudest place I've ever played or been in because of the moment too. You know, Auburn gets loud, but Florida was big, man. It was so loud, and the crowd is definitely, you know, you're in a position or in a place where, you know, there's those Florida fans, and those they have a lot of pride in that place, and they're doing a great job now. So I expect it to be deafening again, and it'll be very loud, and may have you all some different type of cadences.
No doubt. And looking back at that game as well, Alabama takes a lead into the locker room, and then you had a tough moment where there was a pick six for the Gators. How'd you bounce back after that interception?
Oh man, yeah, we ran a screen play that we run all the time. I would, you know, try to get it to Antonio Carter, overthrow him, and another good friend of mine who I played high school ball with, won 3 state championships with him. He pick six me, and Benny Alexander. When I saw that it was him, and I knew how fast he was, I said, "Man, it's pretty much over. There's no way I'm gonna catch him." But bouncing back was not a problem. Chris Samuels, I remember him looking at me, pulling me to the side a little bit, and like, "Forget it. Hey, look, we're moving on to the next." And I think the next drive, we come back, throw a touchdown or something along that line. But you know, it was not hard to bounce back with that group of guys I had around me: Chris Samuels, Sean Alexander, Freddie Miller, Jason McCadley, some of those upperclassmen, Paul Hogan, and those guys were, and the defense was just solid because they can get a stop when we needed it. But for the most part, you know, Chris Samuels was one of the best guys I've ever been around, and he and Sean Alexander were definitely leaders of that team. So it wasn't hard to bounce back after having a setback.
Yeah, everybody remembers the touchdown run Sean had that were so big at the end of the fourth quarter and in overtime, but he was also a good receiving option for you in the third quarter. What do you remember about that touchdown throw to Sean?
Yeah, so Sean's man-to-man with a guy that I played against in high school named Keith Kelsey. And I can remember him trying to guard Sean out of the backfield. Once Sean wheeled up the backside, I sort of play action to Sean and rolled to my right a little bit. And then my best friend from high school sort of pulled at my jersey a little bit, and Gerard Warren, and I was able to sort of step up in the pocket and see Sean going down the sideline, left sideline, put it up. He runs under it, makes the score. But yeah, that was our team, man. We would take a punch and be able to bounce back and throw a few ourselves. So Sean did a great job out of the backfield that day of catching, and Chris Samuels, those guys up front, and Will Cuthbert, and you know, a lot of those guys up front did an outstanding job of holding them out.
They really did. And then Sean, of course, had the big touchdown run that helped get the game into overtime. And then just how would you describe your emotions in overtime? Because you see Florida score a touchdown, the Gators miss the extra point, Alabama gets the ball, touchdown Sean Alexander, and then the kicking unit comes out. Just how do you describe the crazy end of that overtime period?
Oh, unreal, man. I think it's sort of storybook or a movie. Yeah, I think that was one of the moments where we've played a good game and we played our butts off, and it comes down to one of the teams has to lose, and they score. Their offense was dynamic, of course, because of, you know, Doug Johnson and some of the guys that they had on their team, and they were good. But you know, the emotions in that OT were high, and then all of a sudden we missed the extra point. And it was like, what in the world? We got to go into double overtime. And I can remember, I think of Mark, some manual, and actually the guy who's my high school teammate, Benny Alexander, they both jump off sides on the extra point, and we get another opportunity, and we almost missed that one as well, but it went through.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital.
Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
And a great win for the Crimson Tide. And you mentioned before some of your high school teammates, and it was meaningful for you to get to celebrate with those guys or just see them on the field. What was it like when you were able to see Jerome Warren and a bunch of your other teammates on the field after you won at the Swamp?
Gerard actually was like a big high school teammate of mine. We, like I said, we won three state championships together. So was Benny Alexander, who was on that team with us as well. But I saw those guys during the summer, and they gave me a hard time in the mall that summer when I came back home. And when we got a chance to get on the field, I can remember after the game, Gerard and I just embracing each other for, I don't know, seemed like forever, man. It was 5 minutes, and Benny came over there, man, and he got into the little group circle, a hug, man. And all the battles that we had been throughout high school and winning those three state championships, all three of us were starters as freshmen in high school. And was able to turn our program around in high school, and just all the wars we went through, and all the emotions sort of came out that day. And very emotional. Gerard was very happy for me because I had to leave the state to go play a position that I wanted to play. But he was very happy for me, and I was very appreciative of he and Benny of giving me the love that they thought I deserved. And but yeah, it was very emotional, playing in front of my family who, like I said, we're in Gainesville. So, I mean, it's to get a chance to play in front of them and my family, friends and high school and coaches. And it was just a emotional time, but really enjoyed it. And then, we got another shot at them in the SEC championship that year.
I was going to ask, what was the celebration like when you guys got back to Tuscaloosa? And then how did that win just fuel that team throughout what turned out to be a championship season when you beat Florida again in the championship game?
Oh, man, I can remember guys telling stories. When I got back, I was tired and went to back to my room. But I can remember guys telling stories of cars being, flipped over. I remember guys were having having a good time once they got back. And it was just an excitement. All my excitement happened on the field, on the flight back, and just talking to family members. That was my excitement. But I remember guys telling stories about that night, and it lasted throughout the night and into Sunday, I believe. So it was just, people on top of cars. When we had the buses coming back through the strip, man, I'm people standing on top of cars. It was unreal. So Tuscaloosa was definitely on fire that night, and very excited about what we were able to go out there and do that day.
Well-deserved celebration after a really historic win against Florida. And Andrew, before I let you go, I've got Tyler Watts with me once again on some pregame and postgame stuff on the radio. Anything I should give Tyler a hard time about coming up on Saturday?
Oh, man. See, that year he was a redshirt freshman, but I just, tell him he needs to go back to, I get a chance to see Coach Sweeney all the time. We go to his house, and he has this thing of Tyler, myself, and John David, and a lot of us freshman guys, and we all had bald heads. I have a bald head because I have to have a bald head now, but back then it was forced upon us somehow. And just to see him and those ears sticking out the side of his head, man. But yeah, those ears are definitely something I remember, in that bald head. But that's one of my guys, man. And we had some battles for the competition at quarterback, and it was great, and made both of us better. But he's a good one, man. Hopefully he's done having all those babies, man.
I guess so. We'll try and fit those the headset over those big ears coming up on Saturday for our postgame show. But, Andrew, this has been a blast talking about the 1999 Florida game. What a win and what a game. I rewatched the highlights this morning and was electrified by it. Just thank you so much for sharing your memories of that day. And Roll Tide, all the best to you.
Roll Tide, man. And thank you, guys. And hope to talk to you guys soon.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.